With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to luckylandslots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
You're out of time, so say goodbye. What is yours? Now is mine. Hello, that is my broken rendition of Broken Dreams, and this is your host, Ryan O'Gleish, from Saturday Draft Live. Welcome. It's been a while. Not really, because I was here last week, and that really over far too long episode that Scott made me endure for 42 minutes, but here we are anyway. Speaking of previous episodes, you can find other episodes and other shows just like Saturday Draft Live, like Central and Eats Meets West on Spotify, Anchor and iTunes. Honestly, anywhere. Just type us in, ESSR, Eat, Sleep, Super, Street, Tweet. We are there. And who have I got with me today? Well, I must say, it's the rule of four this week. This my co-host in his fourth title. His team have a habit of losing 4-0 within 4 days. It's Jack Graham. How are you doing, Jack?
Yes, it was not a good weekend of sport for myself. Obviously, Rangers lost 4-0 against Celtic. Daniel Ricciardo never got out of Q1 at the Hungaro Ring. Drew McIntyre lost at the main event of the first UK pay-per-view in over 30 years. And then with a rather odd finish thing with Tyson Fury. Daniel Ricciardo finished 17th in the Grand Prix. Rangers lost 4-0 to Ajax. But the results, I guess, of Clash of the Castle came out as there was one wee glimmer of hope that came out of that weekend. But aside from that, you know, I'm doing all right. Been a wee while since I've been here, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, you're doing the Roman Reigns kind of, oh, I've got the title, I can fuck off whenever I want now.
I'm just about to get it again. Me and Stephen have decided that much like Roman Reigns, I'm not going to be losing this for a very, very long time, and there needs to be a legend in this draft, and I'm certainly becoming that.
Right, well, that's good to know, Jack. I'm glad this puny little fantasy draft is keeping you going.
Anyway,
shall we go into the top three of the week then, Jack?
Aye, fire on.
So, we have third place this week on 19 points. I must say, a very high scoring week after the previous week when the high score was 7. But that's what a pay-per-view will do for you. We've got Bron Breakker on 19. He obviously defended his title at Worlds Collide on Sunday. Have you anything to add to that one, Jack?
Yeah, a very good week for Bron Breakker. It's put him 30 points over, obviously, as you say, defended his title. It's Tyler Bate at Worlds Collide, and he also won the tag match on NXT 2.0 as well. I think it's also, we see he's round 5, and he's round 5 for Ross, and what I get, especially when you see the likes of folks that have been picked. Obviously, I picked Edge. You see Danhausen got picked, Wheeler Yuta. Matt Riddle, maybe not too bad, so I'm saying not too bad, but I mean, Bron Breakker is such a clear one to slip down to round 5. What an absolute get for Ross, for someone that's probably not going to drop that NXT title for a very long time.
Yeah, I remember on the draft show, for me, I thought people knew something I didn't, so I didn't pick him. So I was aware that he was there. I just ignored it just in case. But no, he's done exactly as he did last season and proving us all wrong. Proving us all right once again that Bron Breaker is Bron Breaker and he's breaking this draft. Talking of breaking and smashing things, we have Roman Reigns on 21 points, a singles pick, Jack. We haven't seen very often for a long time, but is this going to happen often, do you think? Or is this going to be just a 1 week?
I think we probably won't see this amount of points for Roman Reigns again, unless he does defend his belt at like Extreme Rules or something. I'm not sure, but I think the rumoured main event for Extreme Rules is Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross, so I'm not entirely sure we'll see a defence. But also Gary picked him the very first pick of the draft. He's sitting 35 points overall. I think that makes him sixth in the overall table. One that I believe when I was on Saturday Draft Live with Dave and we were talking about Clash at the Castle, and I mentioned Gary because I didn't think Roman Reigns was going to drop the title, but then I kind of got that what we call battle fever, you know, and that kind of last week, and I thought, nah, Roman's winning, especially when they kind of did the Sheamus Gunther thing, and I didn't think Sheamus was going to win, and I was like, the British person on this card was, they've got to be one, it's the main event, first in over 30 years, but you know what, calling me stupid, Ryan, obviously they decided to go Roman Reigns' way. I don't think he's going to be dropping that title for a very long time now. I think that's kind of solidified it. I don't even know who they could make him face next that's even worthwhile in a story. So it's going to be an interesting time, but I don't know if we'll see this higher points total for Roman Reigns again this season.
Nah, probably not. He's relaxing. He's got the belts on his shoulders, relaxing his shoulders after carrying them for so long. There's no one left, honestly, for Roman Reigns to challenge him. That is credible. Never mind beat him. So yeah, he's gonna have him for a bit longer, I think. But talking of titles, Jack, you'll be happy to hear this. We've got your new captain on 24 points, Gunther, with the now reintroduced Imperium.
Oh yes. And they said I was mad on what I was doing, taking the captaincy away and put it on him. Folk thought he was a cert to lose and for Sheamus to become the ultimate Grand Slam champion. But I said nay. I knew this wasn't happening. They weren't going to take off Gunther. They need a good figure for that. And they bet the ball and boots on Friday as well. So great. I'm very happy. Very happy. My captaincy call is proved down, and as we'll see in the table. When you're very happy, what I wanted to do from the draft show was take both mid card champions at the end, because I knew as the SEC draft was coming into effect, and I knew that because of I was like, Roman Reigns is not dropping this title for a long time. They had to make their mid card champions prominent, and Triple H is a guy that can make that happen, and we've seen it already, especially with Bobby Lashley 5th overall, Gunther now 7th overall. But it's strategy's worked, captaincy change has worked. It's going my way right now. I'm very happy. Very happy with what's happened. And I think this presentation I've gone through will continue for a long time as well.
Yeah, I think that's kind of quite visually clear. And I think we'll make that very clear when I just quickly run through the table, Jack, which you'll be absolute... That's grin will not be off your face for a while. So we've got in 10th place, we've got Andy Mitchell on 67.5 points with Vince McMahon's financial advisor. Best team, best name for the team, but certainly not the best team. We've got ninth place, we've got Gary, an 86 team visitor. Our good old co-host Scott, where he belongs, in eighth place, ding dong cowboy shit, 89 points. 1 point higher up is Grant on seventh with What the Finaki. We've got the newbie, it's weird for me to say that with someone else, Dan from the Listeners League on 97 points in sixth place, the Balls of Jericho. We then have Stephen on 99 points, the Wilson Wankers, accurate team name. And we have the good old self, Jack, fourth place, dropping the ball a bit, 101 points, the Ryan's not redeeming. Third place, we have just other Ryan, Ryan Gallagher, 104, Northmen, Southmen, Colin Radzall. Then we have Ross, the full-bodied Bordeaux, on 116, and your good old self, where you belong, on top, 143.
It's good. It's good up here. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. I feel like we do this show every week, and I think, see, from the very first week of last season, often we do the rounded scores on Saturday Drift Live each week. I don't think I've been off the top of the table. So, like, I've potentially been top of this table for half a year.
No, I did 1 week.
Were you 1 week?
1 week. I think I was like half a point or something, or joint. I can't remember.
On a Saturday Draft Live? If that's the case,
probably not a Draft Live, but... we were tied. We were tied, that's what it was. So,
aye.
Get up you, Jack. I still love that, your thunder.
still can, right?
As long as you're happy. As long as you're happy, Jack.
So it's going well. I think obviously I've got a very good point, so which we'll talk about in a bit. But I don't know how fast points will come my way. Again, it's more I need to kind of rely on others maybe not doing so well now, and actually you can't give us the. I don't know. We'll see, because it's always a hard one to predict coming up to Survivor Series, and we've still got a couple of pay per views waiting in the wings. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but. Yeah, I'm very happy right now. On track to be the fourth time, the back-to-back, the first person to draft from last champion.
Yeah, that's easy to say, Jack, when it's the snake now, so it doesn't really matter.
I think it's still an accolade to have.
Fair enough. It looks good in paper. Now, things that aren't looking good in paper is Alyssa's League, Jack, which I think will be very interesting if you read it out, because you might have some input on this one.
Yeah, we'll go ahead. I'll just do the top five. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's Tom Brock. He's sitting in fifth position, second stage, bigger than Shugs on 102 points. We kind of look at the team that Tom's got. He's got Roman Reigns as captain. He's got Seth Rollins, just won at the weekend. Jade Cargill, who won at the weekend. Bliss, who unfortunately lost. Tony Storm, that won the belt. Edge that won as well, so a very good weekend for Tom Brock. That's probably seen his time go, his place in the table go up twofold. That's just been great for him. Craig Forsyth, who knows at this point, 102.5. Look at his team, John Moxley, his captain, unfortunately lost it all out. FTR, we've got there as well, Montez Ford, Roxanne Perez, Tony Storm, and one, and Bron Breakker that won as well. So maybe not as good a point as always what Tom Brock had, but still keeps him in that position there. We have Stuart, safe pussy with Conrad.com. Drew McIntyre's captain, unfortunately lost. Dakota Kai won, Jade Cargill won. I claimed unfortunately lost. Bron Breakker won, and Karrion Kross made an appearance as well. So a good point to get for him. Second place is Johnny Adam with the last minute picks, but your last minute picks has proven very well here, Johnny Adam. Unfortunately, though, Drew McIntyre did lose. Young Bucks won the Trios titles, but obviously they've been stripped of it, so he didn't lose the points for that now. Mandy Rose won, Rhea Ripley appeared, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they've had a good couple of weeks as well, so it's been a not bad point. But now, Ron Wilson, the bus driver's 115 points. Bailey's his captain, won at the weekend. Pinning Bianca Belair, Seth Rollins won against Matt Riddle for Judgment Day, who unfortunately lost, but appears very strong over the week as well on Raw 2. Karrion Kross appeared, asking unfortunately lost, and Bron Breakker winning the retaining the NXT title, I should say. But as we've seen on the community group, Ron Wilson is not who he says he is, and it is former host, former draft winner, former tag winner, former GOAT, David Campbell, is Ron Wilson, and we need to get that name changed. And he's on track to reappear in the main league again, Ryan.
Just misses us that much, Jack. Can't stay away for too long. He's the worst retiring I've ever seen. Actually, I can't think of anyone that's as bad as retiring as good old David Campbell is. So any way you're back in, fair play, but pathetic.
I mean, he's a listener now, so he is technically allowed to do it. So, fair fucks to him. Fair fucks. If he's here, you know, we'll just have to beat him. And that's it.
Well, we can send him to the bottom of the table. He has done the last few seasons before he retired anyway, so he can sit at the bottom of the table with the rest of the listeners. But speaking of listeners' league, Jack, you're the only person who hasn't submitted your team to beat.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and I feel a bit stuck, at a loss for what I want to do with just how things have gone. And I was like, obviously, I get the benefit of being a few weeks down the line and getting to make this. So I think I'll still keep my round one as Bobby Lashley. I think there's going to be, I know there's Drew McIntyre's ahead of him on points and whatnot, but I do think that the open challenges will keep coming, and I don't think he's going to drop that belt anytime soon. So I think that's a safe, sound pick to make. Now, obviously, I did have Gunther in my team, but with how things have gone, I'm not going to take Gunther. I'm going to take Dakota Kai. The points all that she's got, I think that'd be a very good pick to have. My third pick, I'm going to keep Mandy Rose.
Right.
She's been presented amazingly. My fourth pick, I need to take a tag team at some point. And looking, I don't really see much else that I can... So I'm not going to take Carter and Chance. I am going to take Karrion Kross.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fifth, I'm going to take the Acclaimed.
Yep.
And last, I'm going to take Bron Breakker.
Fairly consistent, Jack. As a Theta champ, you seem to know what you're doing. Unlike David and Scott, when they fucking did it. So, well done.
So, Bobby Lashley, Dakota Kai, Mandy Rose, Karrion Kross, the Acclaimed, Bron Breakker. So that's allowed. Bron Breakker.
Did we all? I think we all picked Bron Breakker. Unless one of us...
I'm making sure I've got a 3-2 split. Mandy
you
Rose.
Do. You do.
Dakota Kai. Yeah, right.
You get three men.
Excellent. That's my team. That'd be my listeners' league team if I was in the league.
If only Stephen had found a way to compile them and put them on the spreadsheet so we can see them every week. Who would have known, eh? Come back in 8 weeks' time. Stephen's finally done it. But, yeah. Well, Jack, we just had a massive weekend of pay-per-views. Worlds Collide with Clash at the Castle, as many of the other pod members were in attendance to, as where a lot of you were. And we also had AEW, was it All Out?
Yeah,
All Out. So there's a lot of wrestling to watch. And Jack, do you think, well, that's a big question, but I'll try and narrow down a little bit. Obviously had a big impact on the draft over the weekend, but has there been any standout people in the main draft that has benefited or done very poorly that you've noticed?
I don't want to sound big-headed because I'm going to say me, but even like...
Of course.
I think anyone would say me. If we look at my team, I won't speak too long, so I'll speak about another team, but if we look at my team, Bobby Lashley didn't appear, but he won the steel cage match for the US title. Gunther retained the title. Mandy Rose won the Unified Women's Championship. Carter and Chance retained their title. Asuka did lose, and Edge did win. I only had one person in my team lose over that weekend. Everyone else picked up wins and title wins. I think it's hard to discount how good a weekend I actually had, which is shown in that big gap I've got already.
Yeah, that's fair, Jack. I've actually given a conclusion that actually you're not as good a drafter as you think you are, but we're all really, really bad. So this is a tactic that's been done for a good 6 seasons now, and none of us have been asked to actually do it, which baffles me. I'm taking myself into account here because I definitely haven't done that. I went for the usual go for the strong women early, especially the tag changes. I had to do that,
and you went for the good old just take the two mid card champions and that'll do me.
And it worked.
And you were, and there was nine people before you, and nobody did it. I mean, The Miz was picked before you, Jack. So,
well, I mean, The Miz has got more points than Bianca Belair. So, is Bianca Belair a worse pick than The Miz? Who am I to say?
So far.
Aye. We can look at who else has had had a good weekend. Obviously, Andy had Liv Morgan. She retained her title. Dakota Kai won with her Ryan Gallagher's team. Obviously, you got Io Sky as well, so that helped you. Austin Theory, I don't think he won the pre-show, but obviously he did appear and got his appearance back.
No, he lost.
Ross, unfortunately, well, we had Bron Breakker, but then Drew McIntyre and Shayna Baszler, which maybe kind of, and Judgment Day, which kind of cancels that out. But when I say cancels that out, Pac retained his All Atlantic Championship All Out. The Shield's title was stripped from the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega because of their suspension. And then Death Triangle, which Pac is part of, won the Shield's titles in Dynamite. So you got very good points with Pac, which has kind of helped that a bit. So I'd say there's been, as that meme says, sometimes it'd be good, sometimes it'd be shit. And that's exactly kind of what this team now, I think, with what's happened. Obviously, choosing 44 points, you kind of discount that. Wardlow run, I believe, for Dan and Stokely Hathaway just appeared all over the shop now. Bailey for Scott. There's a lot of people that have benefited from this week, I think, right? But none more so than myself, I would say.
Yeah, I think one of the main problems as well, a lot of people have like standout one pick or two, but they don't have the consistency throughout the team. Whereas you have double digits in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're the only one.
What my strategy was I anyway, and if I could get her at round three, I wanted Mandy Rose. Carter and Chance, I kind of forgot about as a tag team. And I was like, oh wait, I can still get them and it's still title points for when they defend, because I'm not going to drop it soon. But they only just got it. So I was like, yeah, sure. I thought Asuka was a good, still a big woman's name to take at that time. And Edge, I was like, right, well, he's going to appear in Raw every week until Clash of the Castle. It seems like he's still going to be on Raw for this Judgment Day Dominic Mysterio feud, which is going to just benefit me anyway. So I was like, yeah, obviously I should have taken Bron Breakker, but that's by the by now. Still, Edge is still doing a good turn. So I think my teams went exactly how I wanted it to go at the time. So I'm very happy.
You can't whack it, Jack. You can't whack it. And I'm sure this will be a constant theme we talk every week about, so I cannot wait for that, Jack. Thanks very much.
That's all right.
Who are you going to get banned this time?
Who do I want banned next?
We're going to find a loophole and just remove like a third of your team.
You can't draft champions back to back. There you go.
Just can't draft champions. just remove championships. But no, Jack, you must be very, very happy with this. Is there anyone that you think has had a very, well, as you said, Ross, it's quite a poor weekend. It could have went a lot better in terms of chasing you. And if a lot of the results went his way, maybe you would have had some, a close contender, Jack, but not the case. Has anyone, Jack, had a worse weekend than Ross did?
I wouldn't even say Ross had a bad weekend. I think it's just it could have been better.
Yeah, the potential was higher. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so I wouldn't go so far as to say it was bad. I would just say it would go, it could have went better. Grant's team, John Moxley lost, Swerve and Lee won, Tony Storm won, Malachi Black lost, but seems to be released now and taking a break for his mental health issues. So that might be a miss in his team, but he did. It's a balanced weekend, probably in favour of him, actually. Steven, Bianca Belair obviously lost, but Seth Rollins won, Creed's lost, and Carmelo Hayes won. So that kind of balanced itself out. We are, you did lose this weekend as well. So maybe hoping for a better weekend hasn't went as well as what he thought. I'm trying to think who else, obviously. Banks and Naomi still yet to appear for you.
disappointing left, yeah.
You could probably argue that you've maybe had not the best of weekends considering you were second. Fury lost. Io Sky did win. Sami Zayn didn't appear really much. I don't know what Cora Jade did, to be honest. And Karrion Kross just appeared. But Io Sky's your captain, isn't she?
Yes.
So, I mean, that kind of balances that out as well, I guess. I don't... Did Ricochet lost? Wardlow won? Jade Cargill won? I don't think anyone's had an actually bad weekend looking at it. Like, things balance out. Things could have been better. We could have went better for some teams. But it's not been a complete disaster. It's just more that my team has just accepted. Like, if count my team out of it, it's been an all right week. Oh, my voice went really high. It's been an all right week and weekend for how the pay-per-views have went for kind of everyone. Obviously, things haven't went some folks' way, but like other points kind of balance it out. It's just that I only had one person lose and everyone else won. And because I've got the champions I've got, it just makes folk look worse because of how well I did. If you take my team out, I think everyone's kind of done all right.
Yeah, contrary to what I said earlier, Jack, you just seem to be like, well, I'm just that fucking good. So everyone else is doing okay. I'm doing amazing, by the way.
I was just trying to bring context to it. You know what I mean?
That's fair enough, Jack. That's what analysis is for. Distract you from what you really think. Yeah, anything else you want to add before we wrap up, Jack? Or anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, I've got nothing, Jack. Got nothing. You know me. I'm full of content. So
excellent.
Well, maybe save your ears considering the episode you probably tuned out halfway through last week. So, just want to say thank you very much for joining me, Jack.
No, thanks for having us, Ryan. Been a good episode.
I've been Ryan Dugleish, and I'll see you later.
Hi, I'm Scott McLeod.
And I'm Grant McGrobby.
We are the host of the monthly show on East Suplex Retreat, East Meets West,
where we'll bring you all the latest happenings, reviews and big events from New Japan and the land of the Far East.
You can remember to check that out on the East Suplex Retreat podcast feed on all good Android podcasting sites like Anchor, Spotify or iTunes now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.